AP News for this Friday, August 13, 2021. I'm Jackie Quinn. COVID-19 cases continue to surge across the country, and children are getting sick from the Delta variant. That's why in Dallas County, Texas, County Judge Clay Jenkins has imposed a mask mandate for schools, even though it defies the governor's ban on those types of health measures.
This is not a battle between Governor Abbott and local leaders who happen to be Democrats or school board members or even Governor Abbott and families. We are all on Team Public Health.
Jenkins says they are out of pediatric intensive care unit space and that sick children will either have to wait or be flown to another region. The number of cases in Oregon have spiked, prompting the governor to call in the National Guard to help. President Biden's new moratorium on rental evictions lives another day.
District Judge Dabney Friedrich says the ban imposed last week is substantially similar to one she's already ruled is illegal. But Friedrich says her hands are tied by a ruling from an appeals court above her, and she's refusing a request by Alabama landlords to put the ban on hold.
Sunday's the deadline for signing up for Obamacare. The Biden administration opened a special registration period because of the pandemic on healthcare.gov. The United Nations is calling on the Taliban to negotiate with the Afghan government and end its siege of the country.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres fears the worst.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
A child has died in a shooting at a middle school in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was only the third day of the school year. If you were hoping to see Tony Bennett perform in person, your opportunity may have passed. The 95-year-old Grammy winner's canceled his upcoming 2021 tour because of the COVID pandemic. This is AP News. A new terrorism alert bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security warns that the upcoming anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, as well as approaching religious holidays, could inspire violent attacks by extremists. The bulletin does not cite any specific threats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing a new hurdle in a bid to pass a multi-trillion-dollar domestic policy package.
Nine Democratic members of Congress, regarded as centrists, have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter threatening to scuttle a fiscal blueprint outlining $3.5 trillion in spending on social programs and the environment, unless the separate $1 trillion infrastructure measure is first enacted into law. Progressives have demanded virtually the opposite. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.